Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. Is this Brian?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? This is Chaya calling from Family First Home Care.
Okay.
Okay. I see you called before to follow up to see when your caregiver can start working, right?
Yes, I need authorization from Keystone.
Right. So I tried calling Keystone several times, and for some reason I can't get in touch with the service coordinator. So I spoke to a supervisor, and she gave me a number that you can call in and tell them that you're having issues to reach your service coordinator. Do you want me to do a conference call so you're on the call and we call them together?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to bring that on, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your personal care connector. Thank you. All representatives are busy seeing other callers. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order that is received.
Call today to make a dental appointment for everyone in your family.
Hey, could we do this when I get home? Hello?
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Alea. May I have your name, please?
Brian Culpepper. Hello, is you on the phone?
How you doing?
It's supposed to be somebody else on the phone. It was a third party caller.
Yeah, hi. My name is...
Yes. Okay.
My name is...
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Okay, I'm going to have you confirm in a minute that you cannot reach your service coordinator. Let me just tell them what I'm calling about.
All right.
So we're calling because the patient is waiting for his caregiver to start working for him, but we are having a hard time to reach his service coordinator to send over the authorization.
Okay, no problem. Can I have can I have your member ID number so I can pull your account?
He doesn't have it with him. Can I give it to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 740-1792-135.
Thank you. One moment, please. All right, and Mr. Culpepper, can you please verify your date of birth?
May 10th, 1964.
And can you please verify your address on file?
4232 West Thompson Street, apartment 19104.
And the city and state?
Oh, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. And ma'am, I'm sorry, can I have your name? Hello?
Yeah.
Is she still here?
Yeah, I'm here. You need my name?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
My name is Chaya, C-H-A-Y-A.
C-H-A-Y-A. And first initial to your last name?
N as in Nancy.
And the name of your facility?
Family First Care.
Family First Care. And can I have a phone number for you?
Sure. That would be 267-551. 7425.
Thank you. And Mr. Culpepper, you get permission for Ms. Kaya to speak on behalf of your account?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. One moment, please. All right, I'm just looking up who the service coordinator is.
I have here Brianna Burns.
You said Brianna Burns?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just confirm that. One moment, please. Yes, I do have Brianne Burns listed. Okay, so if you like, I could send an email to her and her supervisor requesting that she gives you a call to get the option submitted.
Please. Is there a phone number for her supervisor that I can call?
No, we don't have phone numbers for supervisors. We only can communicate with them through email.
Oh, uh-huh. So can you please have them call me, have her call me ASAP?
Yes, I can put the email in. Do you mind giving me a moment while I type up the email?
Not a problem. Take your time.
Thank you for your
Do I have
just
stay on the phone?
Not really. You did give consent for it, but I would need a phone number for you.
Okay. Let me give you that. It's cold out here and holding this phone. You ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
215-778-2152.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to take you off the line, okay?
Okay. Thank you, okay. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. All right. Stay in touch.
All right.